All right, so in this tutorial, we're going to take a look at splitting regions and deleting them versus trimming regions. So traditionally, when you are working in a DAW and you want to, say, get rid of a part of a region, let's say in the case of this example, we have a vocal track that's just a verse. The choruses were recorded on a different track. So we have just a verse on one track. We have verse one, the space where the chorus would be, and then verse two, right? So let's say we want to get rid of the dead space on this track between bar 21, where the first pre-chorus ends, and bar 33, where the second verse begins. Let's say we want to get rid of the space between bar 21 and bar 33. Traditionally, you'd move the playhead to bar 21, split the region there, move the playhead to bar 33, split the region there, select the region between 21 and 33, and delete it. But if you use a region trimming method, you go to bar 21, split the region there, and then you can move to bar 33 and trim the region to start at bar 33. Both ways, you end up with the same gap in the region. There's no regions, nothing in between bar 21 and bar 33 on the same track. But the difference is the trimming method is less key commands, less keystrokes to accomplish the same goal. So I want to show you those differences. I have a project here with the vocal track that just has the verses on it.
Track two vocals, group.
And that's track two. So I'm going to go ahead and solo.
Toggle channel strip solo on.
That track for you. And the first thing you generally want to do is make sure you got a region selected before you start working, and a region that is going to be under the playhead where you're splitting. So if I do control N.
49 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And control home.
1 bar, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
You see that we have that region selected there that goes from bar 1 to bar 49. Now, as I said earlier, bar 21 is where the first verse ends. So I'm just going to move the playhead out to around bar 20.
2, 17 bars, 1, 18, 19, 20 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And if I play from here.
You should listen to the song.
20 bars, 1 beat.
You see that it ends there and there's just space. Now if I go out to around bar 32.
33 bars, 1 beat, 1, 32 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Back up a little bit to 32. We play from here.
You're gorgeous on the
32 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
You see that the silence is still there.
33 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Go to bar 33, play from here.
You're gorgeous on
33 bars.
And you see that that's pretty much where that second verse starts, right? So as I said, traditionally, we'd start with split in the region. So let's show the split method and delete versus how to do the trim method. All right, so I'm just going
to
hit slash.
Go to position, window.
Type in 21.
21 bars, 1 beat, 1.
And now just move the playhead back to bar 21. If I play from here, see, silence, there's nothing there. Hit space bar to stop.
21 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Takes me back to bar 21. Now, if I do command T to split the region here.
Split regions, events at playhead position.
It should now split the region. Remember, this region originally went from bar 1 to bar 49. But now that I just split the region at bar 21, the part of the region that's going to be selected is bar 21 to bar 49. And if I press Control End, it should take me to the end of the selected region. So that would be bar 49 in this case.
49 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And if I press Control Home, it'll take me to the start of the selected region, which will be bar 21 in this case.
21 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
So you see, we have this region that goes from bar 21 to bar 49 selected. Now, the second verse starts at bar 33. So let's move the playhead over to bar 33. I'm just going to hit slash and type free free.
Go to position, window.
So that's slash, free free, return.
33 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And now if I play this.
You're gorgeous.
33 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
You see, that is where the second verse starts. So I'm just going to do Command T to split that.
Split regions, events at playhead position.
And once again, whenever you split, the region to the right of the playhead is what is selected. So the region that goes from bar 33 to bar 49 is what's selected. So if I do Control End, that will take me to the end of the selected region.
49 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Bar 49, and if I do Control Home, it will take me to the start of a selected region.
33 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And you see that's bar 33, right? So if I want to select a region between 21 and 33, I have to press the left arrow to move over there. So press the left arrow once, and now if I do Control Home.
21 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
See, now I have the selected region starts at bar 21.
33 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And when I press Control End, you hear that the selected region ends at bar 33. So now I have the region that starts at 21.
21 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
That's Control Home and ends at 33.
33 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Control End tells me that, right? So if I hit delete.
Selection deleted.
I just deleted that region between bar 21 and bar 33. Now, if I do control N and control home, nothing is selected, and that's because I just deleted a region, so nothing is selected. So now, if I want to, say, get rid of the dead space at the end or beginning of this, because the verse doesn't start until bar 9. If you remember, the region also originally ended at bar 49, but I know that the second verse ends at bar 45, so there's a little bit of dead space at the end, but nothing is selected right now. In order to work with one of those, I'd have to select another region first with the left to right arrows. But before we do that, I want to show you how much faster it is to trim. And the reason I explained the situation with deleting the regions and having nothing selected is going to also become apparent here. So let's go back to the situation where we have the one region on the track. All right, so we're back to just having one region on the track. And you can verify this if I press Control End.
49 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And Control Home.
1 bar, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
See, it's just a single region on the track. And if I press the right arrow once.
49 bars, 1 beat, 1, 1 bar, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
I press the right arrow once. See, nothing selected. I press the right arrow again.
49 bars, 1 bar, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And you see it just says 1 to 49. So there is only one region on this track. Now, same deal. We're going to move out to bar 21. So I'm just going
to
hit slash.
Go to position. Window.
Type in 2-1.
21 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Puts us right at bar 21. So Command-T to split.
Split regions, events at playhead position.
Once again, Control-N should tell me that this region ends at bar 49.
49 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And Control-Home should tell me this region starts at bar 21.
21 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
All right. So now I'm going to move to bar 33. So I'm just going to hit slash.
Go to position. Window.
Free, free.
33 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And you see right there, we're right at bar 33.
You're gorgeous.
33 bars, 1 beat.
Now, if I just press Command left bracket, it will trim the selected region to start where the playhead is. So if I press Command left bracket, you see this region still ends at bar 49, Control End.
49 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And if I press Control Home.
32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks.
32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks. And for some reason, logic will sometimes do that, but really, that is bar 33, because essentially what that is one tick before bar 33. That is literally at the end of bar 32. That's exactly, if you move forward one more tick, it would be bar 33 beat one. So that is how much faster that the trimming is. But you notice, not only did I trim the region to start at bar 33, but when I do Control N,
49 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks.
And Control Home, I still have a region selected. So let's say I wanted to trim that region that starts at bar 45, or split that region that starts at bar 45, I can now just move to 45, so I can hit slash.
Go to position, window.
45, return.
45 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And now I can work with this region that ends at bar 45. So that's one reason why I like trimming, because it does make it to, it does make it a little bit faster. Now, same deal. We're at bar 45.
45 bars, 1 beat, 1.
You hear there's a little bit of end of a breath there.
45 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
So let's use Control Command period to move forward a little
45
bit.
45 bars, 1 beat, 2 divisions, 1 tick. 45 bars, 1 beat, 2 divisions, 1 tick.
Still a little bit of breath.
45 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 1 tick.
So Command Control period again.
45 bars, 1.
All right, that's a good spot. So once again, normally you split this, Command T.
Split regions, events at playhead position.
And hit delete.
Selection deleted.
And now when you do Control Home and End, nothing is selected, right? So that is how you traditionally do, but let's undo that.
Undo, undo. 49 bars, 1, 32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks.
All right, so once again, we're back to the region that starts at bar 33 and ends at bar 49, as you just heard by me pressing Control End and Control Home there. I'm going
to
press slash.
Go to position, window.
45, return.
45 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And now I'm back at that region that starts at bar 45.
45 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
I can now just move forward a little bit with Control Command period twice.
45 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 1 tick. 45 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 1 tick.
Hit space, it's silent there. So now if I just hit Command right bracket, Command right bracket will trim the end of the region to where the playhead is. So Command right bracket. And you see now if I do Control Home.
32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks.
And Control End.
45 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 1 tick.
See, 45 bars, 1 beat, 3 division, 1 tick, which is where we moved to. So once again, not only did I set where I wanted the region to end without having to split and delete, but I also still have a region selected. All right, so same deal. Let's go back to the first one. So I'm just going to press the left arrow to select the previous region. And this should take us to the region that starts at bar 1 and ends at bar 21. So if I press control home.
1 bar 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
That region starts at bar 1 and control end.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
That region ends at bar 21, right? So let's go to bar 9 because that's where the first burst starts. I'm just going to hit slash.
Go to position, window. Go to position, window.
Number 9.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And hit return, and it puts this right at bar 9.
My mom.
9 bars 1.
And if I back up to bar 8.
8 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Just hit comma to move to bar 8. I'm going to play from 8 now with spacebar.
My mom.
8 bars 1 beat.
You see, that is silence again. So once again, let's move to bar 9.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And if I press T to split here, command T to split.
Split regions events at playhead position.
You'll see we have the region from 9 to 21 selected. So if I do control end. Really? This is where you fail me? Why aren't you talking to me?
Track 1 and track 2 vocals. Solo. 1 bar 1 beat 1 9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And of course it did the
undo.
Split.
21 bars 1. 1 bar 1 beat 1 division 1 tick. 2 bar 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bars 1 beat 9 bars 1 beat 1 division.
So if I press command T to split.
Split regions events at playhead position.
When I press control home and when I press control. Now we should have the region that starts at bar 9 and ends at bar 21 selected. So if I press control end.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
See, it ends at bar 21. And if I press control home.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
You see that it starts at bar 9. So now if I wanted to get rid of that space at the beginning that goes from bar 1 to bar 9, I press the left arrow to select that region. So now after I press the left arrow, if I press control home.
1 bar 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
See, that region starts at bar 1, control end.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Region ends at bar 9. So now I have the region that goes from bar 1 to bar 9 selected. If I hit the delete key.
Selection deleted.
I'll delete that region. But now, once again, when I press control home and end, nothing is selected. I have to hit like the right arrow, for example, to select the first region on the track.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And you see now that gives me the region from 9 to 21. So same deal. Let's go back to before that was split. All right. So we have the region that starts at bar 1 and ends at bar 21 again. And I'll just do control N.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Control home.
1 bar 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And you see we have that region. So let's go to bar 9. And I'll just use period this time to go to 9. It's not that far from 1. So
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
There we go. Bar 9. And now same deal. If I press command left bracket, that will trim the region to start at bar 9. And command left bracket. And now you see we have a region that ends at 21. Control end.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And starts at bar 9.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
As was announced when I pressed control home. So that is splitting versus trimming when it comes to editing region. Once again, yes, you can split the region with command T. In the case of the first example, we split at bar 21, split at bar 33. Every time you split, you end up with what's to the right of the playhead being selected. So when we split at bar 33, for example, we ended up with the region that goes from bar 33 to bar 49 being selected. So we had to press the left arrow to select the region from bar 21 to bar 33. Then once we had that region selected, we could hit the delete key to delete that region. However, once you delete a region, nothing is selected anymore. And before you can make another split that will work, you will have to select a region on the track first. Whereas when you're trimming a region, let's use the same example we used in the beginning again. If you split at bar 21, move the playhead to bar 33, and press command left bracket, it will trim the region to start at bar 33. You still accomplish the same thing, but now, as I demonstrated in that example, let's say I wanted to trim the end of the region because the verse ends at bar 45, but the region ends at bar 49, and I wanted to get rid of the dead space at the end of the region, I could move to bar 45, bar 45 beat 1 division 2, bar 45 beat 1 division 3, wherever, and trim the region to end there without having to first select another region first. So that is what I like about trimming. Key commands to remember is command left bracket will set the start of the region to wherever the playhead is. and command right bracket will set the end of the region to wherever the playhead is. So that's why when we wanted to set the end of the region, we went to bar 45, beat 1, division 3, I believe it was. And then we pressed command right bracket. That trimmed off the excess from bar 45, beat 1, division 3 to bar 49 at the end of the region. When we wanted to set the start of the region to start at bar 9 instead of bar 1, once we had that region selected, we're able to move the playhead to bar 9. And then press command left bracket to trim the start of the region or set the start of the region to bar 9. And because we didn't split and then have to select another region and delete, that sped up the workflow. And once again, also remember slash key just allows you to type in something you want to move to. Period and comma will move you forward and backwards by bars. And control command period and comma will move you backwards or forward by the division value. By default, your division value is going to be set to a 16th note in Logic Pro. So that's it for this one. If you got any questions, let me know. And hopefully this helps you with your journey of editing your regions in Logic Pro. This is super useful for editing stuff like vocals, especially when you get down to editing vocals and getting breaths out of vocals and stuff like that. I have a full tutorial walking you through how to do that in the members area. So if you want to expand on this concept and you're not a member of Logic.Band yet, please consider doing so and check out some of the extra tutorials that are in the members area.